the Arena Football League and its version of its Super Bowl. It's called the Arena Bowl. This will be the 31st time that it's played and the first time that it's ever been played in Baltimore. And we're very, very excited as a community to welcome all of the media and all of the fans from all over the DMV to come root on one of the teams. And it's one of the rare times in sports that I can sit back and say, I can't lose. Since we own both teams, and we're very, very focused on helping to restart and reimagine what the Arena Football League can be.
You mentioned that because involved in so many things, and you always have been, whether it's, you know, obviously we have district gaming going on now, and there's so many new and innovative things going on. But for both of these teams to be in a championship game, and they're only in their second year, because that was quite an undertaking to start both franchises and now to get them to the point where they are. Could you just talk about, you know, what that means to you as personally and as an organization?
Yeah, I'm very proud of the people in the Monumental Sports and Entertainment family in that we take the social responsibility of building these teams for our community and also the competitive responsibility that if you're going to play, you better be able to build really, really good teams. And the Baltimore Brigade from day one, led by really a great staff, our coach, have been able to, they made the playoffs last year, and this year they were the dominant team. And then the Washington Valor got off to a terrible start, probably one of the worst expansion efforts in history last year. I think we won one game, our opening game, and this year we were struggling too. But we qualified for the playoffs, and then we were able to, in the playoffs, the first game we lost in overtime by a couple of points, and then the second game we won, and even though the series was tied 1-1 in this new innovative way that we structured the playoffs, it was best aggregate score. And that was just an indication of the kinds of innovations we're trying to make in the Arena Football League. Make every possession count. Make sure that people who are watching on their mobile phones or computers or televisions want to maintain their engagement with the game, because every point mattered. And if you were watching the game, you saw lots of onside kicks, you saw lots of effort going on to try to make sure that in that first game the point differential was really, really close. And so we're starting to achieve what we want. We have both teams in the Arena Bowl, and obviously one will win and our organization will get a championship. But for the league, we want to connect with a next generation of fan. And, you know, the younger fans, like you, Dave, they talk really fast. Their attention spans are short. They like lots and lots of scoring. And, you know, my view is that the traditional game of football in 3 hours literally will have 10, 12 minutes of live action. And arena football really feels, if you will, like a video game. It feels like an e-sport tournament. And there's lots of scoring. There's lots of data being generated. And now as we move into a new era of sports where gaming and wagering and fantasy gaming becomes more and more important, and it works in conjunction with the media, with the television rights, I think that this league will be very, very well positioned. So the other thing that I strongly believe is that the backstories and narratives of these players are really, really interesting. You know, most of these players played in really important football programs in college. Many of them were drafted into the NFL, and they didn't make it, right? So they're still living the dream. Or we have some players that they're school teachers, and then they leave their their school, and they come down and they practice Thursday and Friday and play the games on Saturday, and then, you know, go back to work. And many of them are just in love with competition and the game. Some of them are still trying to be seen by NFL teams and get called onto a taxi squad or a special team, if you will. Some of them have made it into the lineup, and all of these players have their own story, and they deserve our respect and, frankly, gratitude for keeping this game going. And the entertainment value to dollar that, you know, a family will spend to go to a game, it's so populous. You know, if you've been to an Arena Football League game, when the game ends, the fans are invited out onto the field, and they get to meet the players and take pictures and selfies with the players. And the players are very, very grateful for the support that the fans and the cities give them. And it's been really a joy to work with these young men and everyone in the organization.
And you know, you just hit on a great nerve, and maybe it's a reason why the Valor, who were not expected to be, or the Brigade for that matter, to be in this title game, is the passion and energy. The games I've been to, you feel the passion and energy of these players, and it kind of goes back and forth with the fans. And maybe it's a proximity to the action or whatever it is, but at least it's something I sense, a real energy that comes from this game.
Yeah, they love the game, and you know, we treat them like they're professionals, and they're keeping the dream alive, and they want to win. I mean, that's the great thing about professional sports. You're there to be the best in class and to be the best in your endeavor. And, you know, Ron Jaworski has become a good friend and is very, very involved with the Arena Football League, and he owns the Philadelphia Soul, and they were the defending champions. He takes this very, very seriously, and many of his partners, you know, be it from Coach Vermeil, he has lots of people that grew up in the NFL and have invested in are his partners, and they were deeply disappointed that we were able to outperform them and beat them very, very solidly. So we've built something great in Baltimore, and I'm really pleased that we could bring excellence and a great team to the city of Baltimore, and great entertainment, and shine the light on Baltimore. But Baltimore, the only headlines that I read about the city, sadly, in the media, is that it's the most violent city in America. And we don't see that in any way. We've been welcomed so warmly in the city. We have fans that come from Washington, D.C. and Baltimore and all parts of Maryland that have been going to these games. They enjoy it. It's great family entertainment. And now for us to have CBS Sports shine the light, if you will, on the Arena Bowl in the great city of Baltimore is really exciting for us. And I hope the fans in Baltimore will come out and support it. I also hope the fans of the Washington Valor, this will be a fun night out. It'll have a big event feel, and we're looking forward to producing the game and welcoming fans from all over the DMV to come to the 31st Arena Bowl.